They may have been dismissed, but they're not depressed. Earlier this month, two environmental groups took the Canadian federal government to court. They wanted to stop planned seismic tests off the coast of British Columbia. The month-long tests are a part of a study being carried out by the University of Oregon to map the ocean floor. The researchers are using a U.S. government-owned vessel, and the tests involve underwater noises louder than a jet engine going off every couple of minutes. The environmental groups claim the tests will dramatically harm endangered marine wildlife in the region. Yesterday, their case was dismissed, but it wasn't a complete defeat. Kim Wright is with the Living Oceans Society. We reached her in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Ms. Wright, why wasn't this application a defeat for you yesterday?
We are pleased that because of this litigation, we secured stronger mitigation measures from the scientists.
And what do you mean by mitigation measures?
Well, one of the concerns we had was the impact of the seismic testing on marine mammals. And so for one example is that the exclusion zone for marine mammals has almost doubled, and it's now over 7 kilometers away from the boat, which means that they don't do any testing if there's any marine mammals within that area. So that was a great improvement over what they had originally put forward. And the other thing is the seismic testing uses decibels of sound. So the sound pulses were at 180 decibels in their original proposal, which is the threshold for hearing loss in whales. So anything above that will cause permanent hearing loss. And now that they're, because of this review, they're now using decibel levels of 160, which doesn't sound like a huge drop, but it's because it's a logarithmic scale, it is actually considerably less loud and less impactful on the whale.
So they basically send sound pulses. They're like bursts of sound.